Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
It's Tuesday, it's the 25th of July, 2023. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey, gotta help us. It's early. There's no dancing around it. There's no skirting the issue, guys. It's early. If you have texts or WhatsApps, if you have an inclination to reach out to your broadcasting friend this morning, then by all means, why not? Use your fingers or indeed your thumbs. Whatever digit you choose to communicate with. Do it on WhatsApp. Keep it appropriate. 0874-100-102. And you record a voice note in there for us as well. Let's hear you. How are you feeling this morning? 0874-100-102. July 25th is National Hot Fudge Sunday Day today. How nice. Now there's an annual celebration I can get behind. Do you remember the Hot Fudge Sundays in McDonald's years ago? They went the way of the dodo when they brought in the McFlurries. And McFlurry isn't a patch on the old Sundays. Although there was talk of them bringing them back, wasn't there? Did they bring them back in the end? I don't know. And the 25th is also National Wine and Cheese Day. Oh my, this is my kind of day. It's also Carousel Day today, but I found that's all swings and roundabouts. I'm not going to be taken for a ride. I'm not going to be horsing around today. No, sir. I've got Lizzo on the way for you. I've got Dua Lipa, and let's start with Coldplay. Good morning.
Playing the music you love.
Dua Lipa and Dance Tonight, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. That, of course, from the Barbie movie. And it seems that Barbie is winning in terms of the box office earnings over the last number of days since Oppenheimer and Barbie opened at the same time. Although I was looking at one of the cinemas yesterday and they'd way more screenings of the Barbie movie. There's like 4 or 5 of Oppenheimer, but like 12 of Barbie.
Today FM, summer. Christmas Eve.
As proud Irish men and women, we should be taking the streets, flying the flag for Cillian Murphy and saying, no, put on more Oppenheimer screenings. Even if nobody's sitting in them, we demand more screenings. Your summer cash machine total, here we go. It's 21314.
One love is all we need.
Blue and one love, even though there's 4 of them. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, it's Tuesday. Ray on for Ian, and guess what? D&D are away. You can spot them a mile off. 2 scalded middle-aged Irish fellas in their Ireland jerseys cheering on the girls in green. That's right, Dermot and Dave in Australia. It's their Out Believe Tour and the Out Believe Tour podcast. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. All with thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team. The boys landed in Perth. There's not much in Perth, by all accounts, except for Dermot and Dave and the football. Speaking of football, Ireland star Amber Barrett took on Dermot and Dave's Ole Ole Challenge. Have a listen.
My name is Amber Barrett and this is the Ole Ole Challenge. Ole, 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 ole.
I can't. I hit the wrong note.
Say what you like. I think she did really well. That's a long lay in the Ole 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 Challenge. Turn on Dermot and Dave from 9 o'clock this morning, live from Australia. All with thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team. Koi Geek. And stay with us. I'm playing Jazzy for you next.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. This is Today FM. Taking you out on a radio adventure this morning. How you doing? It's nearly 6:30. Ray Foley in the hot seat for the week for Mr. Dempsey. He's off on his holly bops. And fingers crossed, he's having a lovely time. He comes back refreshed and ready to take on the breakfast shift with verve and vigour.
I think Portugal is one of the safe spots, isn't he? So Ian is grand. He's fine. He's safe there. He's having a great time.
Is he in Portugal? Is that where he is?
Portugal. He's always in Portugal. Come on now. The man's half Portuguese.
He's in the bed now and he was out on the deck. Oh, on the deck or on the balcony. The balcon last night overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. And it's that sort of like lightly toasted sunburn, you know, the kind of, and he's got his short sleeved shirt out for a bite to eat.
Is it a button down short sleeved shirt?
No, he's got it buttoned up, like it's got buttons on it.
Yeah.
And lightly sunburned, out for a dinner, out for a bite to eat, a couple of drinks afterwards, out on the balcony, just chilling, just really unwinding.
And you know, they all know him at this stage. All the restaurants, they know him at this stage.
Signor Dempsey.
Yeah, they speak Spanish to him, yes. What? They sing your, what do they say in there?
I have no idea.
Mr. Dempsey.
Hi, Mr. Dempsey. He's a very generous tipper. See, that's why they love
notoriously
him.
Notoriously so, yeah.
He dresses like the man from Del Monte. He's got the white hat and the linen
and he's
outfit.
Got a breakfast bowl for everyone.
And Ian Dempsey shower radio for every Portuguese kid in the local town, the port town.
He's like Santa.
Do you want your weather?
Yes, please.
A mostly clear and dry start to the day.
That's a sport. I'll have more at 7.
Thank you, sir. Loving your work. Tuesday morning, 6:34. Let's do your A2Z at 6:33. Slightly later than advertised, shall we?
Come on, then.
By the way, senor. Senor is the Portuguese.
Oh, so you were right then.
Very similar. I found any time I've been to Portugal twice, and I found it is very similar to Spanish. It's a different language, but a lot of the phrasing and, I suppose, the phraseology.
And what's thank you in Portuguese, right?
Gracias.
Obrigado, isn't it?
Obrigado it is, yeah.
I think, maybe. I don't know.
You can check it out for you on the translator.
Nah, you're crammed. We don't have the time for it.
Okay. I don't mind checking.
Can we just not go to the A to Z wheel? No.
Thank you. Okay. Obrigado it is, yeah.
So.
But a lot of the other things are similar, like senor would be Mr. So Mr. Dempsey would be Senor Dempsey. So you're welcome for that. A little bit of education this hour of the morning.
Soak it up. It is a school day.
Soak it up. All right, JP, spinning the wheel. Here's how it works. Give the wheel a spin. We'll get a letter, and that letter will determine your three options this morning on your A to Z. You're right.
Yeah.
Go for it then. Every day. I'm... Oh, sorry.
Hang on a second.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry. Go for it again.
It's going to be L. One.
No,
two.
It's going to be P.
Okay.
For Party Rock Anthem.
Legal spin there.
There we go.
For fans of legal spins.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It isn't.
Oh.
It's P.
I'll have a P, please, Bob. P for Party Rock Anthem. Every day I'm shuffling. And P for Personal Jesus. Depeche Mode. Reach out, touch me. And we got P for... Put your hands on. Go on, Dempsey. Picking you up this morning. We're hoping for a lie-in. We've got three brilliant songs in your A2Z this morning. Get your votes in 0874 100 102. Every day I'm shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling. That's Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO. We got Depeche Mode. Personal Jesus. 0874-100-102. Reach out and touch me. And Reef. Put your hands. Are you three P's? 0874-100-102. You decide what song you want this morning. What's the ideal song for your Tuesday? 0874-100-102. From three great P's to this one. This is the FM. The weekend of blinding lights. This is Today FM. It's nearly 6:45 on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray Foley on for Ian. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
And your three options on your A to Z this morning. It's P. Three P songs. P for Party Rock Anthem. Every day I'm shuffling. That's LMFAO. If you want that, 0874-100-102. P for Personal Jesus. From Depeche Mode. Actually, a controversial take.
Mm?
I think Marilyn Manson did a better version of that, did he?
Oof.
Did he take the original and actually improve it? I'm sorry, Depeche Mode fans.
When that Marilyn Manson, worms.
This is the early noughties. I'm going to say 2002.
That production. I mean, it's similar.
Did Rihanna use it as well in something?
Oh, did you?
Was it Rihanna?
I think it was. But don't make me look it up.
Jesus. Johnny Cash did it. I've got him over there. One second, Johnny. My God.
What? Did Rihanna SOS sort of sample it?
No, that was the Soft Cell. Your own.
personal, Jesus.
Johnny Cash, was it Alexandra Burke did it for something?
What was it?
Yeah, she, but she, oh, hang on, 1 second, is it Bad Boys?
Flo Rida.
Skim on there. No, she, I think it could have been, hang on, All Night Long? No. I'm telling you, Alexandra Burke did it. Broken Heels, 1 second. Oh, this sounds about right. Let me skim on. No, it's not
doesn't
that
sound
either.
Right now.
Oh, you're killing me, Alexandra. 1 second. Start Without You.
Don't make me start without you.
No, it's not that. Yeah, 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 Broken Heels, All Night Long. Somebody uses anyway. But in fairness, I think that the best use of the sample was most likely Marilyn Manson. Regardless, I had a third P song for you. And it was Reef, Place Your Hands. Put your hands off. 874-100-102. Get your votes in. JP's counting your texts next. The Ian Dempsey. Someone texted in. You looked that up?
No, I looked it up.
It's Jamelia.
Of course it is.
Jamelia, beware of the dog, uses the same sample as Personal Jesus from Jamej Besh Mode.
Listen to me.
There it is. I wonder, is that the original or is that the Marilyn Manson? This is so good. Who was it as well that pointed out that Matt Cooper uses it on the last word?
Oh, it was Alan.
Alan?
Yeah, in cabin.
I never listen to radio. I'd never hear that. That's so good, that is. Alright then, that'll do. Thank you very much. Text and WhatsApps this morning, your three options: LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem, Personal Jesus from Depeche Mode, or Place Your Hands from Reef. Over to you, JP.
Very close this morning, Ray. Super close. In third place, Party Rock Anthem. Came down to a nothing but 90s battle. 1990s Depeche Mode versus 1996's Reef. Controversially, the winner is Reef. Ray.
Oh my
it's
God.
Reef.
I know. After all the Personal After Jesus chat.
Yeah.
Lads, you made the votes. Reef for Today FM.
Oh, bless your heart.
This song is so good though as well.
On my own.
TFI Friday, it's your letters. Reef and Place Your Hands. Your HZ track for this morning. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. 6 minutes to 7 o'clock morning. Ray Foley offering Ian Dempsey.
John Claffey's been in touch, Ray, on 087-4101-102. He says, if Dempsey was in studio, he would have fiddled the numbers, so we got to hear Depeche Mode.
Yeah, that's Ian Dempsey's RTE background. Fiddle.
It's in his blood. It's his DNA.
Diddling with the numbers until you get the results you want. Yeah, that's typical. Yeah. But we don't do that. In the interest of transparency, in terms of transparency and clarity, we're not going to do that. We're going to deliver exactly the tracks that you vote for on the A to Z, and you can be guaranteed of that, at least while I'm on the cover shift. Pedantic Dave's been on as well. He said, hey, Ray, if Ian is in Portugal, he must have fantastic eyesight to see the Mediterranean Sea. Porrick says, lads, it's the Atlantic along the Portuguese coast. Hang on, he's in the Algarve, correct?
Correct, yeah.
The bottom arse end of Portugal.
Yeah.
Is it not overlooking the Mediterranean?
It's not, no.
Is it not?
No. It's awfully close, but it's not. It looks out over the Atlantic.
Oh, I'm aware that the Portugal overlooks the Atlantic, but I thought the Algarve was over the Mediterranean.
No, its coast is apparently the Atlantic officially, right?
Don't be texting in here correcting me. Just leave me in my ignorant bliss.
Today FM's travel.
Apple, Amazon and YouTube have also increased their prices this year.
God.
It's 2 minutes past seven.
I woke up this morning to a receipt, to a, you know, here's your invoice for...
Yeah.
From Netflix.
Right.
How much?
Well, what, 25 quid, something like that?
€22 for Netflix.
You must have the very fancy package, Ray.
Do you know what?
I'm commenting on Ray's package clean at this hour.
Come on,
package
out of this.
How dare you?
Children are trying to have their breakfast, Quayshock, for God's sake.
HD multi-room viewing.
It's the ultra. You know? Do you know what it was? It was we were away on holidays and we were trying to download onto the various devices, and they said no, you've hit your device limit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I went and bought the month. I bought the more expensive package.
Notions.
I nearly fell out of the bed. €22. I've changed it back already.
It's ridiculous.
The Kickstart song
with Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Paul Harty and Nina, County Tipperary this morning. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Ray. Morning.
Paulie. How are you, sir?
Not too bad.
Good. What time did you set your alarm for this morning, this Tuesday?
I was up at half six.
That's all right. Were you prepping your lines for your intro? It's a solid song selection, I have to say.
Yeah, I was, yeah. You know, you have to be ready for these things.
Yeah. Well, that makes one of us, Paul. I've been at this for 20 years, I'm still not ready. What are you up to today? What are you working? What are you doing?
I'm actually on holidays at the moment, so I'm making a big effort to get up for you this morning, Ray.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. What do you ordinarily do?
I work in the civil service and the customs side of things.
Oh, very good. Okay, so you're more office based than like in the airport or whatever.
Office based, in Nina.
Back in Big Dog, in Nina.
Yeah,
very good. Well, hi to everyone in customs. Anyone else you'd like to say shout out to this morning?
Of course, yeah. My good wife Teresa, who's out for an early morning walk this morning. Listen, she listens to the show every morning out on a walk. So big shout out to her. My son Keane and daughter Kira.
Okay, hi to the whole gang then this morning. And you're a girls soccer coach. Are you following the World Cup?
I am. Yeah. I was waiting, you know, just watching the New Zealand Philippines game at the moment. Yeah. So I'm heavily involved in the coaching here in North Tipperary with the girls soccer side of things.
Jakers. Fair play. What's the current score, actually, if you're watching the game?
1-0 to the Philippines.
At the moment. Okay, fair enough. And is that good for us or is that good bad for us? I'm sure I don't know.
It doesn't really affect us, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. No, group. No, the big days tomorrow. Yeah. Big days tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Of course, Dermot and Dave are over there at the moment as well, living their best life in Australia, cheering on the girls in green. Right, well, in that case, you've picked a brilliant song. So I'll hand over to you. You tell me to hit that button whenever you're ready, Paul. Away you go.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone has a great day, and this song helps kickstart it for you. Again, special mention to my wife Teresa, son Keane, and daughter Kiera, and all our extended family and friends. Also, all the girls in the North Tip Soccer Academy. And with today, tomorrow, come on, the girls in green. Hit that button, Ray.
Yeah! Nice, did a great song selection too. Cheers, sir. Have a lovely day.
Paul's gone.
Paul, he's gone already.
He's gone.
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
Well, have a lovely day. Cheers, man.
Yeah, cheers. Ray.
Much obliged. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye.
Fair play, Paul. That's your kickstart song for Tuesday morning. It's Stereophonics and Dakota. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. And it's Tuesday, the 25th of July. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And I was talking about Netflix a few minutes ago. €22 for my Netflix package. I stupidly changed my package when I was away on holidays because the lads, my kids, were trying to download. Netflix has this thing where if you're watching on an iPad or on a phone, you can download a bunch of episodes. Like, so if you're going to be flying on a long flight as we were, for the holidays, we said, here, download whatever episodes you like, save them to the device, and then you can watch them at your leisure.
So you can watch them offline, I suppose, isn't it?
So you're not connected to the internet, so you can watch them, you download them before you go, and then you've got them on the phone. But there's a 6 device. Oh, hang on. What are the limits again on the... Please hold, you don't mind waiting.
No, it's absolutely fine right yet.
I had all the details there. Hang on. So there on the Netflix. There it is. So the basic package then has, you can download on one device. That basic package is €9 a month. And then standard package, which is €15 a month on Netflix. You can download on 2 devices. But of course, I've got 2 children and I'm married to a wife and I've got my own as well. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Do you know, it's my own life choice. It's my own fault, really.
Yeah.
I should have just stayed single.
Correct.
And then the €21 a month, £20.99 it costs for the premium plan, and you've got 4K and HDR, and you can download it on up to 6 devices at the one time.
Have you downgraded, Ray? You have.
Of course I have.
And I made of money.
Yeah, I got rid of one of the kids as well. I was like, listen, you're just going to have to move out. We've downgraded our plans. into him at 5:10 this morning before I came in.
Hey,
I said, you better be gone by the time I get back. Let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers for Tuesday the 25th. It's all gold and I want to say silver. What's the Liam McCarthy made out of?
I think it's silver, yes.
Is it silver?
It's made out of silver.
It's a precious metal of some kind. Gold and silver on the front pages of the newspapers this morning. The Irish Independent has 15,000 adoring fans greet Limerick heroes. And that's John Kiely raising the Liam McCarthy Cup in front of 15,000 people at Perry Square in Limerick as they had their big homecoming celebration last night following their All-Ireland success. And then the gold is on the Irish Sun this morning and a number of other newspapers. Golden plunder. Cops have launched a probe after the far-right National Party claimed gold bars worth €400,000 were stolen from its vault yesterday. Leader Justin Barrett, he's photographed on the front page there with a photograph of several gold bars. You can see, you can check it out there. It's on the Daily Mirror as well this morning. €400,000 vault theft claim gold case. And the Star has Gardaí go for gold. Gardaí have recovered up to €400,000 worth of gold bars. And the Irish Examiner, the Irish Times, all of that story similarly there as well. And then the homecoming then is coverage on all the newspapers too. What else? Preachy, irritating and sexist. Barbie stinks. This is Piers Morgan writing.
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he?
That lad doesn't like anything. By all accounts, it's joyous and happy and pink. So whatever you're into yourself, I wouldn't have imagined that Piers Morgan would be particularly excited. Great crack in Limerick last night. The photographs look sensational. They're having a great time there for that homecoming. You've got on the Irish Examiner, climate activist Greta Thunberg is lifted away by police after taking part in a climate action in Malmo in Sweden yesterday. She's looking older now. She's been about 15 for about 10 years now.
Is she not in her 20s at this stage? No,
she is, yeah.
Okay, she still looks like a teenager.
She ages like all the rest of us, but she's finally beginning to look like someone in her 20s. And speaking of climate, the Irish Times has climate watchdog urges coalition to act. The pace at which the government is implementing agreed policy is not acceptable, given the existential threat and impact climate change is having on society, according to an independent watchdog. The thing, yeah, we do need to be doing our bit. There's no two ways about it. Ireland needs to be doing our bit. We're tiny. We're a tiny little rock in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We our impact. We should be doing our bit, no question. But like you look at, I was in Mexico and I was in America on holidays over the, and that in itself, travel, plane travel, flights, all of these are having huge impacts. And then these huge countries that are not doing anything, that are doing very, very little, they're an even greater issue. But yeah, but absolutely, we should be doing our bit. And the Irish Daily Mail, why Tom Cruise and the rest of Hollywood fear AI will cost actors their jobs. This is the Actors Union, the Actors Guild on strike in America. And I suppose the technology where it's at the moment, when you're looking at AI, it's not like Polar Express, you know, that weird sort of
Uncanny Valley, yeah.
No, it's actually it's amazing now, but imagine then what it's going to be like in 5 years' time, 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time. They're going to be able to fake the whole thing, even have it written by computer. So there's concern about people losing their jobs to AI, and they're trying to protect against that in terms of their negotiations with the Hollywood studios, thus the strikes. All right, 17 minutes past 7 o'clock, Gift Grub on the way. This is Today FM. That's called Unhealthy. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain. Today FM, playing the music you love more than 19 minutes, nearly 20 past 7 for your Tuesday. It's Ray Foley in for Ian Dempsey. And classic Gift Grub this morning. This is from last year. It's a special episode of Ireland's Fittest Families. This is around the time that Davy Fitzgerald welcomed a new baby to the family.
And you're welcome to a very special episode of Ireland's Fittest Family. As you know, the creator of the show has now created a brand new baby boy, Dathi Óg. The father, Davy Fitz, very excited about this new challenge.
Look it, I'm under no illusion, so I am. This is going to be hard. Hard, hard, hard. But the only way I'm going to get through this is by leaving nothing out there.
We're sure he won't. Right, the first test. It's the feeding test. Can Davy feed his baby?
Right now, get this into you. Go on. Go on, get it down you. Go on. Go on.
Dathi Óg not responding so far to the jar of baby bowl mixed veg. What can Davy do?
Here, look it. We'll try the aeroplane game, so we will.
Oh, he's going for the aeroplane routine, but instead of an aeroplane, he's put a bit of Waterford blah onto the boss of a hurley.
Here comes the hurl now. He's on the 40. He's on the 20. He's on the 10, so he is. The blah is in front of the goal. Now, the goal mouth is open. Open, wide open, open. And there it is. Get in. Get in. Yes. Yes.
And he's done it. He's done it. Look at that angle of the hurl right at the edge of the mouth. And chomp. Time for the next test. The sleep deprivation test. Every parent will know about this one. Davy Fitz hasn't slept for a day and a half. He's heading off for a well-deserved kip.
Jesus, lads, I'm ruined, so I am. Time for a bit of a kip.
Oh, and there goes the baby monitor.
For fuck's sake, what's going
and
on?
And Davy's up like a flash.
Jesus, what are you trying to do to me? Come here to me. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop.
Rock-a-bye, baby, not working. Tries a bit of a Sunday game. That's made it worse.
I'm flying without wings.
Westlife, and that's a big mistake. The baby's really angry now.
Stop crying, will you? Will you just stop crying for the love of Jesus?
He's taking Dahi Yoga out of the cot and into his own bed. Has to be careful here.
Easy now. There you go. There you go.
Oh,
what are you doing to me?
And a kick in the groin for Davy. That'll hurt. And we've called that one a draw. Right, it's time for the final examination, the nappy change. This makes Hang Tough look like a day at the amusements.
There you go.
Davy gets the ball rolling. And there it is.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
How is he going to get through this?
I love the smell of Pampers in the morning, so I do. Wait till I see now.
Oh, and it's all kicking off here now. Baby not finished yet. Incoming on Davy and offloading.
Go on.
How could Davy respond?
Is that on you, guys? Put your back into it. Go on. Give me more. Rise it so you will. Go on. Give me more. Go on.
And there are no winners in this one.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Mark Hogan, Safe and Travel.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you, sir. Shout out to the Boylans this morning. They just texted. They say, good morning, lads. Big shout out to us. We left Lewisburg in County Mayo today on our travels to San Francisco this morning. Very fancy. We got three kids heading off to from Lewisburg to San Fran. We're all excited to see the family and celebrate their auntie's wedding from the Boylans. It's a long way to go.
A long trip, that.
Enjoy it, though. Fantastic San Francisco. I'm never taking my kids on holidays again.
One and done, yeah?
But listen, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the holidays, Boylans. Des in Tullamore says, hey, lads, I was today years old when I learned that overnight oats from the fridge are nicer than hot porridge. Oh, yeah, overnight oats are gorgeous.
It's sort of like a dessert, are they? Almost desserty.
Because
they're cold, right?
I got mine from a well-known brand, and it's an overnight. Oh, very dangerous territory with the flavins now.
You don't eat it in the studio, though, Rick.
Flavins. Eating the flavins in the studio.
Did you declare that, did you?
Driving a... What was it? Was it a Toyota?
It was indeed, yeah.
Oh, lads, it's getting very... We've gone very RTE all of a sudden. No, Flavins have an overnight oats brand. This is... by the way, I'm not being paid. I buy my own porridge, guys. And what you do is it's got little bits of apple in there. Ooh. And you soak it in apple juice overnight.
Right.
Oh, it's a taste sensation.
Very sweet.
Oh, it's very nice. Oh, very Moorish. And I put a lump of yogurt on there. Oh, guys. Oh, guys. Gorgeous in summer. On a muggy summer's morning. Oh, it's beautiful. Who's that? Des in Tullamore. He says cinnamon, water, a bit of milk. Oh, stop it. Protein, chocolate protein powder. Des, give over. Oh, you dirty thing. And Sandra's in Dublin. Dublin 15. She says, morning, Ray. What a beautiful morning it is. Sandra, it is. Thanks for the text, babes. Weather-wise, for today, we're looking at a mixed bag around the...
For Nutrition's annual meeting in Boston yesterday, said life expectancy shifted based on the number of healthy habits they followed. So the healthy habits...
What would you
do? So you should be physically active for at least 30 minutes a day.
Pass.
Be free from opioid addiction.
Pass.
You don't have to. Don't disclose. Don't smoke.
I don't smoke.
Tick.
That's fine.
That's good. Tick.
Trending, yep.
Manage your stress.
When you're filling in for the king, it's a very stressful situation filling in for Ian.
Have a good diet. We just talked about your lovely overnight oats there.
The overnight oats. Fiber. Are fine. It's everything else is the problem. Yeah.
Do not binge drink regularly.
Oh, God. Well, at least I don't smoke.
This is very revealing. Having good sleep hygiene.
Anyone whose alarm goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning does not have good sleep hygiene, let me tell you.
This one now, you and JP, having positive social relationships, so having that one person you can talk to about your problems.
Yeah, we at least
yeah.
we have.
Yeah, we have that. We have each other.
Yeah. Over a drink
at
or
least,
10.
At least we've got each other, yeah.
So, yeah, but if you do one of those, it adds 4.5 years. So you've got 4.5 years there from not smoking.
It was really
oh, maybe 9 years because of the good relationship with JP.
The smoking and the other one, the good relationship. Yeah, we'll be doing all right. So those 9 years, though, they're at the end. Ricky Gervais made the observation in his stand-up last year, which is like, if I could get those 10 years at like between 20 and 30... Yeah. That'd be great. But no, you get them between 80 and 90 and they're not much crack. You know, like if I could get a bunch of extra years where I could enjoy myself, just to have more drinks, to binge drink yeah. and get some more healthy food. Today FM. Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good morning. 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley in the hot seat, filling in for Mr. Dempsey and living my best life, which is probably going to kill me in the not-too-distant future. Who have we got? Is it Catherine?
Catherine, yeah.
Catherine's over there. Morning, Catherine.
Morning, Ray.
Good morning, madam. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. What's happening? What are you up to? What's going on in your world?
I'm just on my way into work.
Okay, what's your work at?
I'm a clerical officer in Wexford General Hospital.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, hi to everyone in Wexford General today. Is there anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to this morning?
Just hi to my son Cian. He's on holidays with his girlfriend in Cork. Just my brothers and sisters and anyone that knows me.
Okay, does Cian live in Wexford?
Cian lives in Wexford, he does.
Holidaying in Cork, very good. Is it West Cork? Where has he gone to?
He's actually just in Cork City, I think, yeah.
Okay, what's going on in Cork City? Very nosy this morning. Yeah. I'm asking his mammy, what's he up to with his girlfriend in Cork?
Moving on. Do you know, I like this waffle topic for Catherine this morning, I really do.
Do you?
This is gettable. This could be 5 out of 5 territory.
Well, in that case, Catherine, are you feeling confident waffle-wise?
Yeah, sure, look, we'll give it a go and see how we get on.
Okay. Well, here's how it works. I've got a topic for you. We've got 5 items on the sheet then related to the topic. You match all 5, I'll give you a grand. Are you ready, madam?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's do this thing then.
Today's waffle topic is...
Women's World Cup. Go.
Oh, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Katie McCabe, Vera Powell, soccer, July. Oh my God, I'm not a great soccer fan.
Who's the governing body for it?
All FIFA.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Catherine, my hat was in my mouth.
Oh,
very gettable. Very, very gettable. Mm. Very close this morning, Catherine. Let's go through how you did. So FIFA, oh, okay. You got, yeah, the governing body is FIFA.
Yeah.
You said that Australia, they are one of the host nations, as are New Zealand, jointly hosting it. Are Dermot and Dave go to New Zealand as well then?
I don't know. I think they might be staying in Australia.
Here a chance. They'd be chancing around. They'd be like, oh, we have to go to New Zealand.
Yeah, the ferry they will.
We have to go to New Zealand, yeah. So you got FIFA, you got Australia, you got New Zealand. And you said soccer, football is on the sheet, but I'll give you soccer, of course, yeah, okay. Football and soccer, yeah, that's 4 out of 5. And the other one then we were looking for was Dermot and Dave.
Oh, no.
Our boys are over there flying the flag for the girls in green. Come here, we'll send you something nice from the breakfast show and we'll give you a prize.
And okay.
You were a great sport this morning, thanks so much for
playing. Thanks very much, Ray.
Cheers, Catherine.
Love the show, thank you.
Hey, cheers, bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Dacia, celebrating 10 years in Ireland.
Tell you what, don't blame us now.
She's going to hate Dermot and Dave.
I don't blame Dermot and Dave. Take it. It's entirely Dermot and Dave.
Do you know, if the lads were sound sorts, they give her a grand, wouldn't they? Out of their own pockets.
Out of Dermot and Dave's marketing budget. Dermot and Dave's prize fund. If they can afford to fly over to Australia, they can afford to send Catherine a grand in Wexford. Stay with us. We're doing showbiz. And we'll play The Killers next.
Love rock music.
Killers and Human, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, it's 8 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Disney Plus. Ready for your second course? Stream The Bear Season 2 exclusively on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
And Shannon's in with us this morning. We were talking about a big reunion yesterday with the potential for a big Spice Girls reunion, but this one's even bigger, Shannon.
So do you know the band Six?
course I...
Come on, sorry, what? We're men of a certain age.
How dare you even have to ask?
Well, I'm just asking.
We've got Sinead.
Yes.
Yep.
Liam.
Yep.
Emma.
Yep.
Kyle.
Andy. And there's another one. There's another girl.
Oh, I don't know her name. Oh, no.
Well, it's the perfect time to refresh our memory.
Six are getting back together.
Yeah, well, if you actually do not know Six, I have a clip of their most popular song here.
Oh, well, in that case. Sorry, go back to the beginning there. Sorry.
There's a talky bit in the song.
Oh, bigger than the miss. Hang on. Hang on. Do you want this bit? There's a couple of talky bits.
No, I want the. It's the guy that sings it, isn't it?
Bigger than the Mississippi River. Please hold it. I covered this for charity.
Stop.
I sang Six. There's a whole lot of loving going on. For charity years ago when we were in the afternoons.
Oh my God. I need to see videos of this.
There's a video. There is a video. Look out, Ireland.
There's a whole lot of loving going on in my heart. It's a feeling I'm feeling through and true.
This is brilliant.
There's a whole lot I'm missing every time.
I'm pretty low in the mix there.
There's a whole lot.
I was with the Dublin Gospel Choir. Yeah. We sang this.
Bigger than the Mississippi River near the ocean.
Shut up.
Wider than the desert and the Utah sky. Stronger than the dynamos of Hoover Dam in motion. You supply the reason why.
Shut up.
There's a whole.
I've decided I'm releasing it again.
It's gone again, isn't it?
Once again for charity. So what's the latest then? Six are getting back together.
I just feel like we don't need the reunion from Six. We just need the reunion
from you. You're absolutely right.
So fans are speculating that the band are getting back together for a reunion after seeing all six of them in a photo together. And Sinead posted the photo on her Instagram 2 days ago.
Hang on, are we just jumping the gun here? Is this just like they're out for a few pints and now all of a sudden we're like, oh, there's a gig?
Shannon, you got them all excited.
But then it was a news story and then she reshared it on her story with a love heart and eyes. So why would she do that?
I know Sinead was in touch. Sinead's based in Cork. I think she's in Cove. And wasn't she involved in politics as well?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe she's just too busy to get involved. I don't want to. Let's not just get our hopes up too early, but fingers crossed this is happening. All right, Ed Sheeran on Today FM. I don't want to be together. Love it. Today FM playing the music you love. Morning, it's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock Tuesday. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. JP's minding me.
Morning.
And Dermot and Dave living their best lives down under. They're in Australia. Come on, guys. It's the Outbelieve Tour with thanks to Sky. Proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team. Only on Today FM. The big game against Canada kicks off tomorrow at 1 p.m. The lads are in the host city of Perth. Ahead of that, turn on Dermot and Dave from 9 o'clock or check out the Outbelieve Tour podcast. Like I say, all thanks to Sky. Actually, Dermot and Dave are in Australia. Do you know who else in Australia?
Who's that?
Roy Keane.
Oh, right, yeah.
Roy Keane's there for a special episode of Radio Roy ahead of that crucial match against Canada tomorrow. Have a listen.
We'll be glued to the screen for the girls in green. It's Radio Roy, Women's World Cup special, live from Australia.
I don't care what Dermot and Dave are doing, Dennis.
Right, they're coming up with content every day.
content.
Dave did a thing with kangaroos there yesterday.
Kangaroos?
But they're knocking it out of the park, right, with their Australian-based content.
Dennis, I don't care if Dermot and Dave are abseiling naked down the side of the Sydney Opera House, right, playing with their didgeridoo.
Okay.
This is a football tournament.
Okay.
And credit to the Irish girls at the end of the day, they need a result against Canada. So who have we got?
Leo Varadkar.
Okay. Hello, Leo?
Yes, thank you. I want to wish the Irish girls...
Hold on just a second. I'll come to you in a second, okay?
Oh, sorry.
I think we got the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the line as well, do we?
Hey, such an honour to be on your show, Roy.
J-Dog. Hi, it's Leo.
Leo?
Remember, we went running together.
Oh, yeah, the funny socks guy. I didn't know you liked women's soccer.
Oh, yes, I'm passionate about Irish ladies football.
Oh, cool.
Okay, Mr. Trudeau, a message for your team, please.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to wish the Canucks and head coach Bev Priestman all the best. Our captain Christine and Gabriella, Adriana, all the players, good friends of mine. Good luck against a really great Irish team.
Okay, Leo, your message, please.
What message?
What message? You're such more passionate about Irish ladies football at the end of the day.
Oh, yes, of course. We'll all be glued to our screens tonight.
You mean Wednesday afternoon?
Of course, with the time difference. Yeah, of course. I wish all the players well.
Okay, like which one specifically?
Katie Taylor.
McCabe,
of course. Sorry, Katie Taylor is the runner, of course.
And, Boxer. Who else?
Melanie Roach.
Stephanie Roach.
Amazing player, yes, of course.
She's not playing.
No, because of the injury.
She's a pundit.
Yes, and the punditry. Of course, sorry.
Any message to the coach?
The coach?
Vera?
Vera, yes, of course. We're all fully behind Vera Duckworth. Hashtag
Jesus.
Koi gig.
Okay, let's get some good luck messages from some real Irish football people.
How are you? Robbie Keane here, in front of the Whalen Mall in Jerusalem. Best of luck to all the Irish girls from everyone here over in Israel. Shalom.
All right. Mick McCarthy here on a beach waiting patiently for that phone to ring before the first but sadly inevitable managerial casualty of the new season, allowing me to springboard my way effortlessly but fabulously to another incredible payday. Best of luck, Vera. And who knows, I might be coming for your gig soon. Oh, that were quick. Mick McCarthy, managerial services at your disposal.
Okay, well, we're all rooting for the Irish girls. Just time for the competition. Who have we got, please?
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. Line two.
How are you, Roy? It's Con here.
She's Anne and Con. I don't know how you get through, lads. I really don't. But anyway,
sorry, Roy.
First in.
Yep.
Which two-legged marsupial, at the end of the day, is native to Australia?
Ken Doherty.
No, Anne. Marsupial.
Ryan Gosling.
No. Two legs. He hops up and down.
Michael Flatley.
No. Look, he was on a TV show years ago. Skinny. He hops up and down. TV show. Skinny. He tucks everything into his pouch.
Ryan Tuberty.
Get lost, Con.
This is Today FM.
Is Today FM. You make me feel funny.
Olivia Rodrigo, Today FM. She's so nice.
Oh my God in heaven. It's annoying.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Let's go, good for you. It's 28 minutes, nearly 29 minutes past 8 o'clock now.
Let's bongo.
Morning, Ray Foley off Rain Dempsey. You heard the elephant. Got a lovely prize. This is to celebrate the opening today of the Nocturnal House at Dublin Zoo. Loads of festivities and celebrations this weekend at the zoo, and the arrival of the new species, the I. It's a lemur arriving at the Nocturnal House every day this week. The chance to win a Dublin Zoo break with thanks to the Grafton Hotel in Dublin Zoo. The 4-star Grafton Hotel is in the heart of Dublin, the perfect place to stay when visiting the city for a summer or weekend break. The prize including a fan overnight stay, breakfast, treats, and a Dublin Zoo annual family pack.
My mother of God, it's so loud! Not at this hour of the morning.
It was overkill bringing the elephant into the
is
studio.
Is that your elephant?
Business. Yeah.
Whose elephant is that? Is that Pamela Joyce's elephant?
It's ringing.
Hello.
Amy, hi.
How are you?
I'm only all right.
Ah, sure.
It's this bloody elephant. Oh, for the love of Mike, what do you feed an elephant, Amy?
I don't know. I don't think Pamela has another cornflakes yet, anyway.
Sorry, what?
I said, it sounds like Pamela hasn't had her
turn.
No, we don't want to make that comparison. Pamela, Joyce, would like to distance herself.
Pamela is not the elephant.
No, Pamela is the owner of the elephant.
Yes. Which is for clarity's sake. I'm not going to get into a fight with Pamela Joyce. That is a fight I will lose. It's Pamela's elephant. The name of the elephant is? Derek. Oh. Derek. Isn't that right, Derek? No. Delighted. How are you, Amy? What's going on today?
Not much. Just on the way to work.
What do you work at?
I am a family support worker.
A family support worker? Okay. Yeah. I need some support, actually. Would you call around to mine, actually, when you're done?
No bother.
Be great. I need all the help I can get. Come here. For your family, you were listening for the elephant. You got your text in. So we've got an overnight stay in a family room for four people at the Grafton Hotel and an annual pass for Dublin Zoo for you.
Great. Thank you.
Have you got anyone to take with you?
I do. I have my partner and my little girl, Julia.
Oh, well, in that case, you've got your own family. You can support them at Dublin Zoo.
Yes, thank
you. Well done, you. No, not a bother. Listen, thanks for taking the call. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
The show's grand.
That's all right, Jazz. It's fair enough. Isn't that right, Derek? Yeah, sure.
A critic. Today FM's travel. That's the sport. I love more at night.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. People are raging about this elephant noise. I have to say, I fully sympathise. It's absolutely ridiculous. We should have just gotten a sound effect rather than getting an actual live elephant into the studio.
Too much.
It's quite unwieldy. And the irony, of course, being they say don't mention the elephant in the room.
But how can you not? I mean, when it's making this much noise and audibly making, you know, making its presence. Okay, Jesus, for the love of...
Derek, the elephant. And sorry, my apologies to Robbie as well, who texted. Robbie said, lads, can you stop with the fake elephant? You're driving my herd of elephants nuts here. They're after wrecking the sitting room. Sorry about that, Robbie.
Ray Foley, playing the music you love.
Them apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur. And the whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shorty got low, 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 low.
Was she wearing jeans or was she wearing sweatpants?
They were apple bottom jeans.
Who was wearing the baggy 18 sweatpants?
18 minutes to 9 o'clock. Hello, good morning. You need to listen. You need to open yours. A little less more going in here and less coming out there. Very good morning to you. Ray Foley off Ian Dempsey. JP's here as well.
Morning.
Not listening to the lyrics of the song. Flo Rida and Low there. What a great toe tap and tune. I wanted to play that this morning because he's done it again.
Who's done what?
I played this for you last week. This is the Johnny Cash AI. There I Ruined It. Johnny Cash singing Barbie Girl.
Hello, I'm not Johnny Cash.
It's the AI version of Johnny Cash. It sounds exactly like him. Doing Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Oh, come on Barbie, let's go party, 'cause I'm in a Barbie world.
It's just sensation.
So, what have they gone and done now?
He's on YouTube. I think he's on TikTok and he's on Instagram. I see him on Instagram. I follow him on there. Him or her or them. And they take songs and they mash them up and they're called There I Ruined It, where they perform sacrilegious acts against classic pieces of music. So, they've gotten apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur. Low, 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 low. Flo Rida. But as performed by Louis Armstrong.
Oh.
Apple bottom jeans.
Apple bottom jeans.
With the fur. Oh, the whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Charlie got low, 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 low.
Everybody.
Let's do it again.
Apple bottom jeans,
apple bottom jeans,
boots with the fur. Oh, the whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Charlie got low, 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 low. Everybody.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with the all new Dacia Jogger, Ireland's most affordable 7-seater family car.
It's amazing. It's called There I Ruined It. Check it out on Insta. We play Jason Derulo next. Woo! Miley Cyrus and Flowers. Today FM, playing the music you love. And that's our little broadcast this morning. 8.56 is the time. Stand by. Dermot and Dave live from Perth this morning. And cheering on the girls in green. All thanks to Sky, supporting the Ireland's women football team. There's so much we didn't get to do, though.
Today.
Yeah, we didn't get to do. There's a whole lot of shoving going on. Where a whole lot of loving group, pop group Six, tell us that the last time they got together, there was a bit of a fracas, a schmozzle. In fact, there was a whole lot of shoving going on. We didn't get to do Vestlife, where Kian Egan from Westlife tells us about his new range of vests. He's got muscle t-shirts, sleeveless vests, and string vests. And we didn't get to do Dermot and Dave Down Underwear, where Dermot and Dave go on an underwear shopping spree in the town of Bangor in County Down in Dermot and Dave Down Underwear. Dave likes boxers, yeah. Dermot prefers briefs. Maybe we'll get to do that on the radio tomorrow at 6 a.m. Have a lovely Tuesday.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Tuesday.